SBS Radio.
Please welcome Mr. Leo Montemayor. Hi, Mr. Leo.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm fantastic today.
That's great to know. So, Mr. Leo, do you have any tips for millennials regarding how to save money?
Yes, I do. I've got a few tips, actually, and I'll give you a few of them today.
Okay.
So, basically, the best way for millennials to save is really to create a budget calculator on Excel spreadsheet, because mm-hmm. I feel for the millennials today. They are, you know, in a world where it's so easy to spend, because I worked in the bank, and when I was working in the bank, they released a technology called PayPass,
mm-hmm.
more so convenient. So you can just tap and pay. And unfortunately, with millennials, they're growing up in that type of environment. And if you're always tapping and paying, it's going to be very hard for you to save. So one best way to do this is to create, let's say, two bank accounts. One is where your pay goes into, and mm-hmm. two is a savings account. And the savings account is where you put maybe 70% of your income into that savings account, where it doesn't have any access to your card.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one way for them to save, if they also use a budget calculator.
Mm-hmm. But that's a big amount, 70%.
Yeah.
Is it like a monthly wage you're going to?
No.
Okay.
No, not really. If we look at it, let's say you're the millennial, let's just say, for example, $1,000,
mm-hmm.
right? They earn $1,000. Let's say they put 70% away, $700. $300 in 1 week is probably enough to live off. So, again, it depends on their certain situation, but because of digital, it's very hard to keep track of what you're spending. So if they were to allocate certain funds in other accounts, they will be able to best way save.
There are situations when, you know, the person is promoted and like her pay has increased as well. What should be their perspective towards it? Should they see it as a way to upgrade their lifestyle or to save more?
From what I see, I worked in the bank, and that's why I created the company Take Charge Finance. And if they spend that extra money that they've earned because they've got a pay increase because they have got promoted, they're still in the same situation because they're not prioritizing where their pay should go. So instead of changing your lifestyle, in my opinion, the millennial should be thinking about their future so that if they want to get that lifestyle, then they can work hard for it for the next 10 to 15 years. Because if they don't do that in the very beginning, the habit of spending the money unnecessarily to keep up with the Joneses, they're going to look back in time in 10 years' time and they didn't get anywhere. So my tip is to watch what you spend, and if you did get promoted, save that money. Save that money for a home, for a house, or maybe for your first investment property if you're still living with your parents. So my opinion, they should accumulate the extra money that they earn into something that's tangible, meaning that will allow them to start an asset at a young age.
But, you know, Mr. Leo, it's going to be really difficult, you know, to build on the habit of saving. So what is your, what are your advices?
You are correct. It is hard to not spend. I always say to my daughter, is it a want or is it a need? If it's a want, don't get it. If it's a need, then get it. So they need to think twice. Another way to do it is, what I do is I actually withdraw $200,
mm-hmm.
and that's my spending. And
right.
that $200 in cash, I convert that into $10 notes. So I have 20 $10 notes. So when I'm taking out a $10 note each time, you're actually counting and seeing how much you spend. That could be a good way for them to realize, don't just spend your money so easily. You need to invest for your future.
Why is it important that millennials start saving for the long term?
Because when you're young, and you're in your 20s, you're fit. You're fit, you're healthy, you've got all the energy. If you waste 10 to 15 years of your life and you get to the age of 35 or 40 and you haven't had the discipline at an early young age, you cannot get that time back. You are now then running around trying to catch up in time because you didn't have good financial sense when you're young. That is why it's most important. You cannot bring back time. So for millennials, it's so important to start the budgeting now, to start the reducing of spending now, and to start saving now, and to start putting their money into, you know, good investments like property.
Property, right?
Yeah.
But Mr. Leia, because do you advise like millennials to get credit cards?
No.
No.
I advise against credit cards. I advise against personal loans. When I was working for the bank, it was always about this. How many credit cards did you sell? How many personal loans did you sell? How many car loans did you sell? For me, I cared for the people, so I didn't sell products. I used those products to help people get out of debt. So no. The only good debt that a millennial should be getting is bricks and mortar, an investment property or their first home. Because in the long term, that will equate equity. That will equate value, especially if they started in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And if they're living with their mum and dad, that is my suggestion. Because, again, you can't rewind the clock and basically get back that time that you wasted. And then once you count all that money you've wasted and you've got a credit card, you've got a car loan, you've got a personal loan, by the time you reach the age of 33 years old, it's going to be very hard for you to save. So millennials should do it now.
So yeah. It's a big no-no to get credit cards.
Big no-no. If you don't take charge of your finance while you're young, you're not going to ever get financial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important.
And what do you mean by financial freedom?
Financial freedom for me is being able to have the time that you can spend whenever you want. So what I mean is this. Let's say, for example, while you're in your 20s, you worked hard, you lived with your parents, and you saved your money, and you spent very wisely. You saved up a deposit, and you bought an asset. Let's say you bought an investment property, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Someone is going to rent that investment property. So when they're renting that, you've got all that money to help pay down the principal.
Mm-hmm.
So
when
you do that, and you do that for the next 5 years or 10 years, you can then use that equity and get another investment property and reduce your tax. So imagine if you were to do that for the next 15 years. So you're a millennial at, say, 25 years old, full-time job, you have a career, and you do that for 15 years. So you do that for 15 years, it doesn't matter if you get married and have children, have a family, but when you reach the age of 40, you are now set for financial freedom, meaning you've collated assets. There's no high debt. They're very minimal debt because over time you've paid them off. Your family has a home with no debt because you've sold some of those investment properties to pay out your home. And at the age of 40 to 45, you have cash flow coming in from your investment or businesses through those investments. And when you have cash flow coming in, that's not just from your work, but other means like investments and businesses, you now have free time. And when you have free time, that is financial freedom.
Well, if I'm on my 30s, for example, is it too late for me to save?
No. 30s is also a beautiful time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually teach clients that are 45 years old. You know, we have a lot of Filipino migrants that come from the Philippines, and they come here between the age of 30 and 45. Some of them that have come here in their 40s think it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about financial literacy, money management coaching, and wealth creation coaching. And that's what Take Charge Finance is about. So that's what we do. So no, it's not perfect timing. 30 years old, you're working. That's not a problem at all. As long as you start before you cannot, work anymore. Because, you know, as we get older and we're like 55, 60 years old, we can't work as much as we can how we used to.
Definitely.
So that's not a problem at all. Yeah, 30s is fine.
All right. So what are the wrong investments that some millennials do today that you have observed?
They go into what I call like the, if someone is doing it, they all want to do it. Like when all the Bitcoin came out and all these fancy things came out, they all want to do that. Or they all go buy a fancy car, they buy a four-wheel drive, thinking it's an investment because their friend's got a four-wheel drive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're bad investments. Or buying a unit in a city and it's overpriced. So, you know, they're also bad investments.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the stock market and you're not knowing what you're doing, you know? So they're also bad investments.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the best investment is shelter, which
shelter,
is
yep.
a home, which
property.
Is a house,
yeah.
property, land.
Sure.
So that would be the best investment to get started because the risk is very low,
mm-hmm.
the returns over time is very high, and if you just retain those assets for the next 10 to 20 years, it will pay great dividends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just don't, you know, jump on the bandwagon that everyone's on. Don't think lotto is an investment either.
Okay. So, well, any final words, Mr. Leo, to our millennials?
My final words to the millennials is there is a book out there, and I wish I would have read this book when I was younger. It is called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it's by Robert Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki. Rich
mm-hmm.
Dad, Poor Dad. It only costs $13, but the contents of the book is valuable for what it has. It does teach you about budgeting and how money works, and also start a budget calculator. And it doesn't mean that we live in a cashless digital society. You can't get cash and use cash for your spending.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my advice. Just watch every penny you spend.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Leo Montemayor.
No problem at all. My pleasure. Anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.